Right, well, hello people. We're in the Angel Chef Chinese. I never thought I'd hear myself say it again. But, I have a guest. I have a guest today. Gaz is not with me.
Yeah, Alex actually has friends.
Yes. This is Karen, people.
Hi, everyone.
I hope he'll pick you up.
Picks up for a while, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I decided to give the Angel Chef in Worcester another try. I tried it back in my first year, thought it was not for me, and I haven't tried it since, but I tried it now, and it's, well,
it's better.
Yeah. But I can't really say a lot. I can't really say what I want to say at the minute, because we're still sat in the place, as you can probably hear. I think I'll pause this, and I can speak more freely when I'm out here. So I just thought I'd. I just thought I'd record this
momentous occasion.
Yeah. Because I never thought I'd be in here again, but I was persuaded.
Quite easily.
Yeah. I thought, well, I'll give the place another chance. And well. I can't really, like I said, I'll be able to speak more freely when we get out here. So I'm going to leave it there, and I shall be back with you, well, to you in a matter of not even a second.
Ta-da!
Yeah, ta-da! Oh shit, I'm on the wrong.
Did it not record?
No, it did record. I'm trying to pause it.
You can finish it in mine if you think someone can back for a bit.
Huh?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm trying to pause it.
Oh, is it still on?
Yeah. Ah, there we are. ta-da, people! Ta-da! Right, no.
Tesco sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, it's by Tesco's. Oh. Well, we are back in Karen's place, and I just had to resume this recording to tell you about milk, but milk in a different form, milk in a milkshake, and a certain flavour of milkshake, which is fantastic sticky toffee pudding milkshake from Tesco, and it's Tesco's own brand as well, but it's limited edition,
so don't go and buy it.
Don't buy it, because then it's more for us, so I shouldn't have told you really, but it's disgusting. If you drink it, you will all die a horrible long and painful, drawn out death. So, do not
stay away from it.
Stay away from it, yeah. Why do they release limited edition stuff?
I don't know. Maybe they want people to try it, maybe they're just testing it.
Mm. We should write to Tesco's and
maybe if it's really tell them to.
Yeah. Aye, alright.
Go and buy it.
Go on. Everyone should buy Tesco's What's it called?
Sticky toffee pudding milkshake.
Sticky toffee pudding milkshake. Yeah, so that is, I order you to.
That's the advertising for today.
Yeah. And yesterday's was celery. Oh, that's.
You haven't done that yet, have you?
That's on the bloody computer. So this one will upload before that one, but it don't matter. Yeah, there's a celery one coming up as well, people. But I'll have to do that when I get back. I think. Oh, yeah.
How about the intro show?
Yeah, I wanted to tell them about the Chinese. Yeah, some stuff is wonderful. Now, my favourite thing in there was the chicken in lemon and honey sauce. And it was wonderful. But, like, oh, and they had noodles. They were nice. And
the sausages didn't impress you.
The sausage was my like. I didn't mind it. I've tasted worse.
By the way, they had bean sprouts. Do you like them, don't you?
Yeah.
That was on the other side.
I don't really mind it. Yeah, but what was I saying?
Something about something. Something about when you were eating the Chinese.
Oh, the sausage. I just thought it really didn't go with rice and noodles and prawn toast. And
they did have chips and stuff as well.
It was, yeah. See, the thing with this place that I should explain to my faithful listeners is...
It's me.
I wonder how many people do listen to these audio books.
Do you have people to comment if they actually
listen to them? Right. Whoever's listening to this now, can you just...
Say you're listening.
Either message me back through audio boo or on Twitter or Facebook or anything, or comment on the boo itself. Just, I'm just curious as to how many people listen to my random wafflings.
Can I see how many times they've been played?
You can see how many times the page has been viewed, I think. Which, yeah, I suppose if they're going to view the page, then they're going to play it.
Whether they play it all the way through, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I do waffles, so they might turn it off like halfway through.
Have a lovely morning on St. John's.
Oh, yeah, we've had a shite waste of time morning up at the campus that has everything, as I like to call it, aka the St. John's campus. Because we went to this workshop thing about, what was it? So
using social media on it to find jobs. But it didn't really tell us how to find jobs, did it?
No, it was a load of shite. Using social media to find jobs, apparently. Well, I was asleep through most of it, so I can't really tell you what went on.
The job was a bed testament, yeah.
Aye. How to fall asleep in a chair. That's what I learned. Because my head just, like, went forward onto my chest and at one point, and I'm sure I, like, was genuinely asleep because I was knackered. And it was boring the shit out of me. And they put this video on, and, like...
Multiple videos.
Well, yeah. One of them had, like, a bit of talking in it. Which was still shit. Most of the time. And there was this other one with just music all the way through.
Yeah, I couldn't even see that either. The glasses idea was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. There was some... Oh, I don't know. Something about...
Augmented reality.
augmented reality. Go and Google it, because I can't be asked. I can't be asked explaining it. I.
Especially if no one's listening.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm glad I got half an hour to waffle because I need it, and that's why I paid for it. So, and I'll be paying another 60 quid again when this year runs out.
But you've been using
all that, haven't you? Yeah, I can't wait to get out of this shit all, because then I can, like, I'll probably be.
You can become a professional.
I want to buy proper stereo microphones and do proper high quality.
Do
recordings? Yeah, like, because I got my Olympus recorder off the DSA.
Oh, yeah.
So if I just buy a pair of, you know, the ones you clip onto your, like your T-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I clip, like, one on my left shoulder and one on my right shoulder.
Nice.
And then I can have a stereo recordings, but then it's just a pain in the arse then, because you've got to transfer them onto the bloody computer and then upload them to the bloody website. But I don't mind doing that for better.
It's a hobby, isn't it?
Yeah, better quality.
And you know, you can get jobs doing that.
What, recording?
I don't know, sound editing, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You, aye. Hmm.
You notice he didn't mention Audioboo on social media. No one mentions it, actually, do they?
Nobody mentions Audioboo. Because it's... it is kind of... being more widely used now, but...
Yeah.
It's still not...
No.
As mainstream as it should be. And I think it should be. Because, like, schools and everything, they're trying to encourage schools to use it.
Hello.
And, yeah, I've seen stuff. Because there's this woman that that I follow on Twitter. And she's... she works for Audioboo. And I'm sure I've seen posts of her. Something to do with... I don't know. Something about schools using Audioboo anyway. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I never thought, nobody mentions Audioboo being used. Because that is a type of social media, you know. Ah, well. I think... I don't think I've got anything else to say now.
Your presentation yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I had a presentation yesterday. It went fine.
End of story.
Yeah. Yeah, the morning was a complete waste of time. Because, there was other, one lot of people were, presenting in the morning, and then the rest were in the afternoon, and I don't know, they wanted us to come and have a look at the other people's work.
A lot of people didn't turn up in the morning.
I could have had a lie-in. Fucking bastards. I wish I hadn't turned up. But the way they put it across was like, you must, you know, turn up. But when it actually came down to it, they were like, oh, thank you for turning up.
Boy, no.
Yeah. They didn't seem bothered.
Someone's going to listen to this, isn't they, from the beginning?
Nah, they ain't. Well, I'd be pretty,
surprised.
Yeah, I mean, unless they came looking for me, like, they don't know my, thing is, my name is so common. If you put into Google, you wouldn't find me on Twitter or.
I'm gonna test that.
No, I mean I. It's that's the thing. There's so many like Alexes out there.
Cool.
And it's like, because it's male and female as well.
Yeah, the first link is BBC News, former footballer Alex Williams admits supplying ...
What?
Is a footballer for Alex Williams.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, hang on. No, that's not you.
Oh.
Isn't that Alex Williams on Twitter?
Oh. Oh, no, I haven't even, that's the thing, I haven't even got my name in Twitter. Because it's, my username is
Alondra09. Why is that? Is it a short?
Oh, I was struggling to, find a username at the time, so.
Yeah, I have to have one on my name, because someone else took my name.
Yeah,
it's like a username I use everywhere.
It's oh, I know. It's annoying, isn't it? Alondra, like Alexandra, obviously. Mm. And the 09 was the year that I signed up to Twitter.
Oh, right.
2009. So I've tried to stick with Anna with Facebook is the same. Audioboo is the same. Yeah, I think that's about it.
This is a random conversation.
Yeah, I should probably stop. I should probably stop this now. This is one of my more disgraceful. It started off good, but now this is turning into a sort of rambling audio boo that we were discussing on the way over here about how you get people on Audioboo who just waffle about crap. And I'm like the world's biggest hypocrite now, because that's what I've been doing for the past.
Let's go back to the tunnel on the way back.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about something interesting, because there's an alleyway that you can go through to have like a shortcut to get you. And I was saying about how in the night there might be a rapist hiding down here waiting to strangle you.
We shouldn't have laughed, rapist could
have. Well, aye. You never know.
Yeah. It's a nice ending. This is when you never post again because it happens.
Well, yeah. Oh, God. I'll have to put listeners may find this offensive. Then again, I think all my boos are offensive because of the foul language. I don't think there's anything else to say. Nah, that's the end of that. I will leave you people go now and stop boring the shit out of you.
Your lives, resuming
your life. Yeah, carry on with your daily activities. And again, get in touch if you listen to this. Congratulations once again if you've got this far.
Pass, go, collect £200.
Huh?
Pass, go and collect £200. Monopoly? You're not playing Monopoly?
Oh Christ. I did it years ago when I was little, but I found it complicated then.
Yeah.
Because
every time you pass go, you get £200.
Every time you pass where?
Go, you get £200.
Oh.
Yeah, that's something new for you, your listeners who haven't played Monopoly.
Aye, because I had Braille Monopoly for Christmas. Oh, really? Cool. one year, and then it was my auntie who showed me how to play it. I will say, for once in her defence, she's the dragon's sister, but she has got no, it depends actually. Sometimes she can be a right moody cow, but she has got some, depending on the circumstances, she has got more patience than the dragon. But then again, she can be.
What's her nickname then?
She ain't going. She's just auntie. Her name's Veronica. And she's just auntie. But I really thought of one for you. I should really.
That could be a whole other boom.
Yeah. Explaining the nicknames of my family members and the reasons behind them. That could be a completely separate audio boo, so yeah, that would probably take up a full 30 minutes of recording.
That's just your mama.
Oh yeah, that's just her, yeah.
She doesn't know what audio boo is.
Yeah, I've recorded. She's featured in some of my books.
She knows.
What?
You call her the dragon.
Yeah, because of the prank phone call.
What?
Oh, have I not told her about
it? Do you want to end recording?
I think I will, because. And if anybody wants to find any more details about said prank phone call, please get in touch and I will be happy to send you a full unedited, uncut recording of the two phone calls and a recording of the aftermath, with the big argument and...
I want to hear this.
I can't believe I haven't shown it to you. Anyway, right. I'm going to stop this now because I need to explain. I can't believe this is crazy. I can't believe I haven't... Right. Anyway, bye-bye for now.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!